This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Dunkin' Brands, the parent company of Dunkin' and Baskin-Robbins, is in talks to sell to Inspire Brands. The deal being discussed would take Dunkin' Brands private at a price that's a 20% premium over the company's closing price on Friday, and it implies a company valuation of nearly $8.8 billion. Neighborly, the world's largest franchisor of home service brands, announced plans to open a second headquarters in Irving, Texas. The new office is slated to open in April 2021. Neighborly plans to move five out-of-state brands, Mr. Handyman, Molly Maid, Dryer Vent Wizard, Window Genie, and Real Property Management to the new location, as well as expand its IT and digital marketing teams to the new location. Neighborly will continue to maintain its Waco headquarters office, with this second headquarters giving Neighborly access to more franchise resources and a centrally located hub for national and international travel. Mike Bidwell, president and CEO, said, "We've been looking for some time now for the right opportunity to open a new Neighborly hub in the North Texas area that is perfectly suited for the continued growth of our worldwide business." Edible expanded its corporate staff from 150 to 190 team members since March, reflecting a 27% increase in staff to support a growing demand for Edible's products and services during the pandemic. Tom Horn, Vice President of Human Resources, said, "In the midst of this global health crisis, Edible customers have relied heavily on our support center and our franchise system." Chick-fil-A announced that bottles of its signature sauces will soon be available for purchase at retailers nationwide, with proceeds supporting scholarships for Chick-fil-A restaurant team members. Starting in mid-November, customers will be able to purchase 16-ounce bottles of the company's signature Chick-fil-A and Polynesian sauces at participating retailers in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi, with a nationwide rollout scheduled for early 2021. All royalties the company receives will be donated to the Chick-fil-A Remarkable Futures Scholarship Initiative. Since 1970, Chick-fil-A has helped nearly 60,000 team members pay for their education through a total investment of $92 million in scholarships. L.J. Yankowski, Senior Director of Innovation and New Ventures, said, "Restaurant team members go above and beyond every day to care for our guests and the communities they serve." Kitty Academy is inspiring children and families to honor the real heroes of Halloween by dressing up as essential workers at its 260-plus academies across the U.S. The Real Heroes of Halloween program is designed to pay tribute to teachers, doctors, nurses, postal workers, firefighters, delivery people, grocery workers, and any citizens who have worked tirelessly through the pandemic. Richard Peterson, chief academic officer, said, "In early childhood education, teaching good character is part of the larger picture of developing social-emotional skills in young children." In People News this week, Mike Polyak has been named Senior Vice President of Operations at Roto-Rooter. Focus Brands, parent company of several iconic brands, announced the appointment of Sean Wooden to VP and Managing Director of Focus Brands International. He will oversee Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Care Builders at Home has appointed Lori Yount as VP of Operations. And Jim Rouse has joined Express Employment Professionals as the new VP of Information Technology. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is still happening in person in Atlanta, November 21st and 22nd at the Cobb Galleria Center. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person, find out more at AtlantaFranchiseShow.com. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. And Social Geek Radio will be there live, podcasting from the exhibit hall. Stop by and say hello. Today's Franchise News is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including the flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. New weekly podcast debuting this weekend, the Facebook Franchise Podcast with Social Joey's Mike McDowell and yours truly on Apple, Spotify, Google, and the Social Geek Radio Network.